something. Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what happened there.
It's not you, man. It's me. I'm technology challenged.
Oh,
I apologize.
Okay.
So tell me, you told me once, but I forgot. How much does your mortgage pay off?
I owe 81. She owes 41.
Okay. So 81 plus her 41. And so that's the 120, and then you wanted 170 because that puts you where you can get up on the mountain.
It's already valued right now. This site is valued at 224 as it is right now because it has no insulation in the wall. There are brand new windows all in it.
Right.
But I have not started gutting it, which is what my plan was until I met her.
Right.
And I'd rather than putting the rest of the money in there, you know, which would value it probably at 320, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
If I did it work. And I was planning on putting a wraparound deck on it, too. But like I said, everything changed when I met her.
Right. Right. Okay.
And I did put the new roof in. It's got capability of a wood stairs downstairs in the basement. And then there's capability in the first floor as a small wood stove that I built myself, like, up to spec. I do magnets, so I do know all specs and everything.
Okay.
It does have heating and air, but it's cheaper to use the wood stove.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I can take that out. It's because of the insulation. I got double pane windows, but the walls ain't insulated. So that's why I did it. Because it was costing me $400 during the winter. The heat. I can get loads of wood here. I still got a whole two loads on my porch.
Right.
Now
so
I'm not gonna
your best email address. Your best email address is fjrnow@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're really close. I think we can make something work. I'm willing to take a shot if you're willing to take a shot.
But the only thing is, I'm not dropping the price of 170 because, like I said, right now it is valued at 224. Through my realtor and everybody else already evaluated that.
Okay.
Then I just put the new roof on, which was almost 9,000. The only thing I didn't is fix the living room ceiling yet.
Right.
Where the dormers were, they were leaking. That's why I put it on the insurance paid for the front part of it. Only because the only reason why they paid for it is because they sent out somebody to tarp it when I started having the damage. Okay. And they messed it up worse than what it was. It actually even leaked after it was tarped until I got CBR or something roofing to come out. And they're out of room, though. I think it was CBR. I got all that information, though. You're willing to come over and take a check, I'd have it filled with all my furniture and all her furniture.
Right.
So it's a little crowded.
I can imagine.
But it's hardwood floors in the living room, the bedrooms, stuff like that. Need to cut the wire after That's about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have tiles to redo the kitchen floor already on hand here. I don't know if you... I could throw that in or whatever. It don't matter. Then there's a back addition they put on for a dining room. But it was a back porch. So it slants. Could be changed. And that has a metal roof on it, which was not changed during the roofing process because it don't leak.
Then don't need to fix things that ain't broke, right?
Yeah. And it's got a sliding glass door there. It goes down 3 steps and with a patio there. There's a hot tub there, too. That would probably go with the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure yet. Because I don't think I want to move it. There's too much aggravation to move.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little shed in the back. I think it's 8x8 or 8x10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely fenced in backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Chain link. The backyard is fenced in. It's got a driveway in the back and a driveway in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So I can access it through Igloo Drive and Sandusky Drive both. But if
That's
you
cool.
Google map, you can see where Igloo is right here.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the corner house, but I'm the second one down from the corner. And the third one and the fourth one has back access too.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the second, third, and fourth one doesn't have front driveway. So they come in from the back.
Uh huh.
On the Igloo Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Mine has both front and back. The house for mine has both front and back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a great piece of property.
Sounds
and there's
good.
Even a house across the street that nobody has lived in for since I've been here. I bought this 7 years ago, this house.
And
so,
somebody's not lived in a house across the street since you've been there.
Yeah, it's been empty since I've been here.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now they just put in a new septic line down the middle of our road. Put in all the storm drain things, big metal caps and everything into it. So it's all brand new. But I'm in the back, so mine didn't get touched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but because I go on the back septic down the Igloo.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing I wanted to do is build a mother-in-law apartment with a garage in the back.
Mm-hmm.
A 3-bay garage, but never saw that project when I met her. I used to build houses for a living, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I can build a house, every part of it, from the ground up.
Uh-huh.
Every part of it.
Huh.
That's why I'm going to build my own house.
Yeah, it's nice being handy, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, I'm very, very handy. I can do electrical, plumbing, everything.
Nice.
Hardwood floors, tile floors, framing.
Uh-huh.
I can do roofing. I'm getting too old. This is a 12 and 12 pitch roof.
Mm-hmm.
Too old for that. It's like, the barn type roof with the upstairs is in that, so the walls start out at 5 foot high that start pitching up into a ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
It's like a space pod style.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, well, Frank, I just emailed you the paperwork over to review. Do you have access to email?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You want to take a look at it. It's pretty simple. It came through DocuSign. And it basically, you know, based off of what you said, you know, the house being in pretty decent shape with a new roof and air conditioning and new windows.
I haven't got it yet.
I would have come through DocuSign.
I keep refreshing it. Yeah, I refreshed it 4 times. I still have it.
All right.
FJRNOW@yahoo.com.
Yeah. Let me make sure I sent it correctly. It's let's see, FJRNOW@yahoo.com, right?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I sent it to you. FJRNOW@yahoo. Okay,
are you in a good area where you're picking up Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a good area. And I just resent it to you. Why don't you check your spam folder?
There it is. What?
You
Forrest
got it?
McGee?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay, if you just want to open it up, I can walk you through the paperwork and answer your questions.
Okay, review document. Okay. NA4 would like to use your current location. To allow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, please review and act on these documents. Please continue. You're viewing a mobile friendly experience. Format. Okay, Forest Real Estate.
My company is called Forest Buys Houses. That's correct.
Yeah, Forest Buys Houses. Yeah. All closing costs.
Yeah. So it says right there that property sold as is, and then it has so it goes purchase price 170, property sold as is. And then it says closing terms. You need to accept it by. I mean, we would close by May the 25th, which is 30 days. It says title policy, and then it says closing costs. And it says buyer, which is us, to pay all closing costs other than your responsibility above, which is any taxes, and if you had a title problem.
Well, I have an all-in-one mortgage, so all the taxes are
yeah,
paid.
Yeah, so the taxes, there are no issue then. So it's no issue. You don't pay. So it's just if you had a title issue, which you don't, because you have a mortgage and you have title insurance, so everything's taken care of. All right,
yeah.
So we pay all the closing costs. This is just a template that we use for people that, you know, either have a mortgage or don't. Okay. And then it says access to the property that we can do inspections. And then this just says seller acknowledgement that we've
done
an ongoing.
When would you like to come?
I'm setting things up for the beginning of next week right now.
Beginning? Well, I mean, I work until 3.
That's fine. Yeah, we do. You know,
Monday to Thursday. We do 10-hour days, so I go in at 5 o'clock in the morning. So.
Wow. Yeah, we'll find something in the middle of the week that suits you well, okay?
Or Friday would be great.
Yeah, Friday next Friday.
We're off.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do
we're
it.
Off.
We could do that next Friday. The third. Okay. Yeah, fine.
Right. This is small, so I'm having trouble reading it, but
yeah, no problem.
I will go over it all. Because you have a lot of. The buyer has there's no undue influence over the seller. All right, so now I got an arrow to point down sign. Can I wait until y'all come to sign that?
No, to start the process, and all the paperwork and everything, I need you to sign first.
I can't sign anything right now. I don't want. There's too many scammers out there, sir.
Okay. What do you feel is a scam?
Because right here it says. I don't even see a spot to sign. It says, I want to really read through every bit of it.
Sure. I mean, it's a legal document.
I understand to you it's a legal document, but I haven't fully read it.
What I mean, sir, what I mean, please don't misunderstand. I feel like we have, you know, a great conversation so far. Please don't misunderstand. I want you to understand every word of this document. If it means that you need to read it in 5 hours, please take that time. This is a legal document that means
mm-hmm.
that you and I are entering into an agreement. So you need to take the time that you need to do this. I'm not rushing you anyway.
Okay. That's good.
Please don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say. When I said it's a legal document, it means that you should understand everything. Okay?
Absolutely right.
Okay. That's please.
Yeah.
I'm a straight shooter. I don't want anybody to sign anything they don't understand. And you can feel free to reach out to me.
Oh yeah.
If you have a question. If you have a question. Okay.
Yeah, I have a law degree too, so.
Oh wow. Okay. Right.
Even though I don't do it because I don't like paperwork and shit. That was my glitch. I even passed the bar and everything.
Wow.
And I have never been a lawyer.
Hmm.
Hard to believe, huh?
Yeah.
I've always built houses for a living, and now I'm in maintenance for the past. God, it's been 18 years. As I grew older, I stopped building houses. Yeah. And I used to put houses before in my lifetime. So I know what it's all about.
Hey, are you telling me it's my daughter or it's my girl?
But until I, read it completely fully, see any glitches in it. I mean, I see some of them in there, but it's either yay or nay, because it even says on pages seller, dollar amount, and then there's a line there, and then it says 1/7.
I'm sorry?
Like in your contract that you've sent me,
mm-hmm.
It has blank lines. Now, some of them are answered afterwards, like the 170. It says pay to the seller, dollar amount, a line, then it says 170. The entire purchase price shall be paid by the seller. You see what I mean there?
No. It says the entire purchase price shall be paid to the seller at closing.
My eyes ain't that good anymore. Let's say, first of all, shall be paid to your eyes. But it has a blank and then the price.
It says buyer will pay to the seller, and then a dollar sign, and then it says $170,000.
And then it says buyer the property known as.
Oh, that's just I just.
And it's a blank line.
Well, that's just because this is I put the whole address on the line below it. I didn't break it up on the top line. That's why. I didn't fill in that void, that space. You're right.
Okay. So if you want to resend that in different wording.
Okay.
So I can see it more clearly. Because, like I said, I do have a law degree. Could have been a lawyer. I passed the bar. And this is all things that we look at.
Mm-hmm.
Make it legit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you change any of that?
Yeah, I'm changing it right now.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it makes it me feel more comfortable.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
It even says the envelope is being corrected by.
Yeah, I'm working on it right now.
It says that. My phone. I have every type of security.
Yeah, technology is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. You got to protect yourself, you know.
True.
Your session has timed out. Oh. My session timed out because.
Yeah, so I corrected the envelope for you. I corrected the document, so let me resend it. I'm going to resend it.
You want to resend it? Because I'm trying to get back on it. And it
I just resent you the new one, the revised one.
I'm sorry, and I'm gonna make it up to you. I can see you smiling. You're smiling with your eyes. What are you doing? Is it a party? Why are you doing this? Okay, review document. Allow. It didn't change. They still said party seller drive Lynchburg, Virginia, then at 11:29, agrees to sell to the buyer property known as nothing.
No. I put it in there. That top line now has 1129 Sandusky, and then the second line has Drive Lynchburg, Virginia.
It says fourth buys home. The buyer and seller, when mentioned together, 1129 Sandusky Drive, may be referred to party seller Drive Lynchburg, Virginia.
No, it's not.
For a limited time, 24502 agrees to sell to the buyer the property known as and nothing.
It has it. Okay, so, all right. All right. It's just the thing must be overlapping.
I should go on my computer and do it instead of my cell phone.
Yeah, that's probably why, but
this says friendly that you sent to me.
Yeah, well, apparently it's not, is it?
Yeah, it's not doing it right. I'm telling you, none of the lines are fill in. Still. Even where it says the, it says error, oh, it's being corrected. That's probably you. And now I'm done again on there because I got time down.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it
yeah.
look a little more concise for you. But you might just have to. It's been corrected again, so let me resend it.
If it contains human flesh, anything above the border line by the FDA, then your restaurant will be closed, and you, sir, will be going to jail.
I think it's just, that you're looking on your mobile device. But,
yeah, but I you think of it, you said mobile friendly at times.
I understand what you're saying. Just because one thing says something, it's not like you said it. Doesn't necessarily.
No. Okay, my eyes ain't that good.
What I'm going to do is.
It's starting to look better.
What I'm going to do is send you this. I'm going to send you the template and the PDF in your email where you can look at it.
Okay. Then closing terms and conditions. Closure shall occur on or before. Nothing there. So did you forget to put that in?
No.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, I got nothing on my except for May 25th. That's way
that's
up
the
above
that. That's the, I know.
Huh?
It's
maybe
the
I
mobile
need
thing.
On the computer.
I'm sending it to you. I'm sending it to you.
Yeah. It says the inspection period has been completed May 25th. And that no later than 15 days after the inspection. So I'll make that proper clear before I sign.
Hold on, I'm sending you a PDF version of it through your email, where you can look at it. Where it's not, it's the same agreement. I just downloaded it.
It's
from
not formatted, right?
It's the DocuSign is having an issue. It's not me. It's not you. It's the application. So I just sent you from my email address, which is forest@cva.email. I just sent you an email with a PDF attachment.
What'd you say you were located in where?
Oh, I have property in Lynchburg, but right now I'm in Ashland, Virginia at the moment. So my son goes to Liberty.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a new one, PBR. It says master template.
It's the PDF at the bottom of the email.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to read this one.
Yeah, it says master template.
Yeah, but it's real small. I can't even read this.
Yeah, well, you'll just have to open it on your computer, and, you know, we can just, how about I just, you know, call you back tomorrow afternoon after you get off of work. Well, tomorrow you're off all day, so.
I'm off tomorrow, but I got to cut grass up in the mountain and stuff like that, so.
Okay.
Make it late like it is today.
Okay, we'll do.
About this time is good?
Yes, sir. Thanks, friend.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Bye. You too.